Magical Mara Designs is proud to sponsor this episode of the Dub D Dub Review podcast. Whether you are looking for cute, comfortable mini ears or Disney-inspired face masks, we've got you covered at MagicalMaraDesigns.com.
Hello, and welcome to the Dub D Dub Review. I'm your host, Chris Malik, and I'm joined by the entire crew today. Stacey Nyman, Peter Ponicorvo, Michael Black. My team, my family, love it.
Yay!
How are you guys?
I'm not here.
Good.
Fantastic.
This is good. This is great. New year, 2021, off to a unique start. Deep breath. We're doing okay though so far. Everything's well in your lives, guys. I love this smile.
We got to be doing better than we were last year, right?
Right. Okay, let's get into
it. For most of the year, at least.
Hang on. Before we even start the show topics, all that good stuff. We always do what's good in our life. Describe 2020 in three words. Okay, three words, and you can't swear. Three words.
2020 in three words.
Yep. Stacey?
Roller coaster ride.
Nice.
I'm using roller coaster as two words. Sometimes it probably could be a compound word, but it's two this time.
We'll go with it.
Okay. Michael?
I've got the three P's here. Priorities, perspective, and patience.
Nice.
I like it.
Nice.
They're like all upbeat and stuff. And
Peter, just wait till I got mine.
Raging dumpster fire.
Like, nice.
That is 2020.
All right. So kids, I'm just gonna say this one here. Yeah, exactly. Earmuffs. It's F that, and I'll let you figure out the last one for the third word there, folks. Yes. So but in all sincerity, yeah. Emotionally, physically, exhausting. There's three words for you. So, but anyways, we're past that. We're moving on. We're into a new stage of our life, right? So we're into 2021. Hit me up with the best thing going on in your life, Stacey. Give me one awesome thing.
I'm still really enjoying my job. It has started off pretty slow because the clinic where I'm working is just so unbelievably busy. We're doing a vaccine trial there. And I mean, everybody's just kind of like in the middle of everything. But I started in the midst of this. So I don't really have too much of a role at this point. I have a couple of tasks coming up. So I've been kind of just preparing for that, but I feel like everybody is just kind of zooming all around me while I'm sitting at my desk reading, you know, work related things. So it's been kind of like a nice, smooth, slow start. But it's starting to get pretty busy. So, and I'm really liking it. I think it's going to be a good fit. So
that's the cooties vaccine, right? For cooties.
It is.
For yep, cooties.
Mexican beer vaccine.
Very, very yes. Good. So, Stacey, you know what? It's probably a blessing. They're doing that to get you acclimated to the speed, because in that environment, I imagine probably craziness ensues on a daily basis.
Yeah. My boss told me, she's like, this isn't normal. She said, but enjoy it well. Because I'm the kind of person where I'm not doing all the things that everybody else is doing. So I'm feeling guilty about it, that, you know, I'm like filling in where we're needed and stuff. But I just feel bad that everybody else is working so hard when I'm kind of just not. So there's just been so many times that I've been like, I just feel like I'm wasting time for everybody. She's like, stop it.
Yeah.
Enjoy this. You're not going to have this forever. Enjoy it. Enjoy. So I'm like, okay, I have permission to take my time to kind of get used to things. So
you was hired for a purpose. Don't worry. They're going to,
yes,
you know,
exactly. And it's starting. So,
nice.
It's starting. Yeah.
Peter, give me the best thing going on in your life, brother.
I had applied for a departmental transfer, and it looks as though I've kind of moved into the second tier of getting to that transfer that I'm hoping for. So
excellent.
That's amazing.
Fingers crossed we can get this squared away and I get that position. It'll
wonderful.
I think it'll be a good thing for me. So
yeah.
Is there a timeline that it's
unfortunately not.
Yeah, so you're just kind of wait and see.
Yeah, but I was given a writing assignment that I was already told will be sent on to the regional director of that
good
department. So we'll see how that goes.
Fantastic.
Nice.
I got homework I got to turn in by Wednesday.
All right.
Nice.
More than three words, I would imagine, right?
Probably.
And don't use the word Nantucket. I'm just saying.
I kind of skimmed over it, and there was like a graph, like a pie chart, and based on that information that I get from that, I have to like answer some questions about how I would deal with some different situations. So
we'll you're going to have Karen Alekna proofread it for you. Yes. She's always looking for proofreading. Right. So
excellent.
I'll turn it in and be like, yeah, I had my attorney look this over.
Exactly.
It should be set.
Yes.
Thank you.
She disagreed with everything I said. Now it's been changed and we're good.
Which is why I figured it's got to be right.
We're good. Michael, give me the best thing going on in your life right now.
I think moving into our house, when you go from a 2-bedroom apartment to a 4-bedroom house, there's quite a bit of, it's like a space fest going on here, which is good. The only problem is, well, I don't think it's a problem. We get to buy new furniture, because once you have more space, you have to fill said space, I suppose. So, the biggest thing that we've gotten so far is a desk from the 1930s. This desk is beautiful. I went and picked it up yesterday, and I picked it up from this gentleman who he's in his 70s, and he told me basically everything about this desk. It was his grandfather's desk. How he's restored it. He would take it out of the garage each week, on a Saturday and sand it and stain, a lot went into this desk. And what we really appreciated was that the price that he gave us was unbelievable.
It's haunted. Okay,
no. And
I think he just wanted it to go to somebody sure, that Michael would actually haunted. Appreciate the desk yeah. for what yep. it was and the work that went into it. So.
Yeah, and that's exactly what it was. And today I sent him a picture. I sent him an email because he was just so thorough. He even sent me email of pictures of it
put
together.
Man.
He showed me how to put it together. So I sent him a picture back of it put together in the room with, little things on it. And he said it looks like it always belonged there. So,
nice. Oh, what a sweet guy.
Nice. I know. I said I wish I could have talked. Usually in those situations – I'm very socially awkward. I just want to get what I got to get and get the heck out of there, right? I'm not really but I could have sat and talked to him, his wife. His wife is a travel agent, actually. Isn't that crazy? And it was just, I could have talked to them forever.
Such you probably made his week, you yeah. know?
Well, he made ours.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
And so it was mutual.
Yeah. Aww, it's either it. That or he's got 4 more and he gives that same story
same
to everybody.
Same story to everybody.
Like those are just like standard pictures he found on the internet.
IKEA Pete. He's got.
I'm kidding. No. I'm sure.
No, that's a really.
It was beautiful. It is beautiful.
Yeah,
we've seen it.
The desk is beautiful.
Nice. Seeing you guys' smiling faces is just awesome. So, golden. Ready to get on with the show, everybody?
What about yours?
You know what? Yeah. We're good. We're healthy. Anything I have, I'll be honest, guys, is a first world problem right now. It really isn't anything of trivial. There are people that are losing their jobs and being sick and stuff like that. And I can honestly say that even the small parts in my life right now, I'm a lucky, blessed man every day. I know that. And I fully admit that. So that is good enough for me right now. I just admitting that right now is good enough for me. So anywho. We thought we were going to take a brief look back on 2020, and we did. It was our three words. That's all we want to say because we don't like to look backwards. We're looking forward, like Edna Mode.
Especially on Twitter.
We never look back, Downey. We only look forward here. So, you know, we were going to make this a show where we just essentially talk about some goals of ours and kind of like, I don't want to say State of the Union for the Dubs, but like a show and a vision for going forward because we've had some good, honest conversations. And as a group, we've made this crazy plan. And it's coming to fruition in the middle of the summer, and we'll talk more about that.
That's kind of nuts in and of itself.
Yeah, and it actually is working so far.
You told me that the count, like the person count so far, and it's like
it's nuts. It's nuts, and I'm not sure why that is because honestly, I don't think we're that good. No, I'm just joking.
I know
we're going to be a major disappointment once you guys there. So, anyways, we just thought we would hit on some goals of ours and just have a fun conversation. We know there's Disney talk. Listen, we can acknowledge, and this is going to come out in just a few days. We know Disneyland's taking out their annual passes, and we also know if you read the article, there's going to be a program put back in. There's going to be a program put back in, of course. And we know in time Walt Disney World will start selling their annual passes when we don't know. But honestly, right now, I think we just wanted to go and have some fun in a conversation. After seeing last week's insanity of when they literally gave you a year's notice of when the bus service was going to be removed from Walt Disney World.
Right?
And everyone lost their minds. And it was like, people, hang on. Priorities, people. Let's remember, there will be something. Relax. So, fun.
And it says it's just a free service is no longer going to be available.
Correct.
Mears has essentially said, we are still going to take our buses to the airport and to Disney.
Correct. Yeah. So anyways, people, perspective. Mike, what were your three P's? Give me them. What were those P's again, brother?
It was priorities, perspective, and patience.
Man, we need to have that in the
and
shirt.
Perfect.
Perfect. We need to put that in a shirt somewhere, Michael. I love it. So anyways.
Can we do that?
We can
have the ability to do that.
We can do anything. We can do anything. We're good. So let's talk about it first. Ladies first. To the prettiest member of the crew, for sure.
Stop it.
Michael. What are going on?
My Snapchat filter.
Stacey, give us a goal or let's go around the table here with just a few. Like, what could we possibly do both for ourselves, for the show? What do you see happening in 2021 and beyond? Or you just want to just cover what you want to cover. We're good. You got the dance floor, kiddo.
Yeah. So we're talking about personal and show goals. Are we doing, should I just do one of mine and then we'll go to the next person?
Yeah.
Is that kind of what we're going to do?
I love it.
So one of my goals, is for fitness, to just become a little bit more consistent with working out. I've always been really good with exercise. I like exercising. It makes me feel good. But over the pandemic, I just kind of stopped and I started feeling really bad about myself. And it really made a big difference. So in 2021, I started really focusing back on fitness again. So right now I'm on a streak of cardio. So I've been doing cardio daily since December 28th. So I would like to keep on going with that. I've previously done this and completed a whole year. So I'm not saying that's going to happen because it was a little bit obsessive to say. Mm-hmm. But I would like to see how far I can go with it. So that's kind of one of them. And then just to kind of build in some strength training a little bit more. And then I also really want to focus on getting back to really liking to go out running. Saying that, I don't really like to go out running. I never really have.
Nobody should.
I love races. I love doing races. And that's why I do all the work in between. But I don't really like it. Like, it's not natural for me. It's hard for me. But I would like to improve my fitness so that it becomes a little easier.
Yeah.
And maybe have some better goals to maybe not have to just push myself so hard, but just maybe allow myself to enjoy it. And it's not a huge chore. But we have to train because we have some races hopefully coming up, and I don't want to get into the, oh no, We have a race in 2 weeks. We have to run a half marathon.
Yeah.
I'm not prepared because that's going to be not fun. So having fun, improving my fitness, and just staying consistent.
Okay. Can I meant to say something on Facebook. Actually, Cassandra Callahan made a post, and I wanted to say this. And this is, in all sincerity, people's, like almost like their image of their body and like how good they feel are so closely tied in like their mental outlook. And I know so many people that would be considered heavy that are the best people that I would absolutely die for. And I love them. And I know so many people that would be considered thin that are worthless human beings. And mm-hmm. You know what? I just want you to know, Stacey, honestly, you know what? Whatever you do, I'm going to support you no matter what, you know? And my boys here would say the exact same thing, but people's self-image is always tied into that. And it's kind of destructive, you know? And
oh, for sure.
You're such a beautiful person and you know, you make me laugh every day. So seriously, and the conversation we have off the air, I could never, you know, that you make me laugh every day. I don't want you to feel like that is your value of a person.
No, absolutely. It's not. And you know what, though? I'll be totally honest. I don't talk about this out loud to very many people, but I'm putting it out there. I went to see a wellness therapist, like somebody to help me with weight loss and things like that. I did one session. I don't know if I'm going to continue with doing this, but I'm definitely going to continue with therapy in some way, I think. But it's been a lifelong battle, and I did really open up to the fact that I do a lot of who I am, I do tie to that, and that's just something that I have to have a breakthrough on at some mm-hmm. point. So, but yeah, it is. It's a hard thing, and I do need to constantly remind myself that what is going on the outside of me does not define who I am.
Oh my
but
God. Yes, absolutely.
It's
not.
Like, it's such a mental
yeah.
thing. And I think that once I get that breakthrough, it's just going to make a big difference in my happiness level too. So that's another thing that I'm working on is like mental clarity and just loving myself for
if you're just going to keep taking all the things I'm going to say, I'm just going to hang up okay. and I'll let you right. three do this.
Seriously.
That wasn't even on my list.
Seriously.
I just took it just to be mean.
All right. So now I'm down to three left. So I'm just yeah. saying. I was told bring five. I only had five in my head.
Pete's like, all right, be happy. No, dang it. Okay. No, dang
get
it.
Healthy. Well, so much for that one.
Thanks a lot, Stace. Thanks
work
lot.
On my fitness. Oh, that one's shot the heck, too. Yeah.
Well, that just means we're in it together.
I'm going to try to keep all my hair.
You son of a... All right, Peter, you're up. Give me a goal. Give me a goal for the show or for you personally.
Actually, I mean, not to sound like a broken record, but I really... I started this last year, and I'm going to be continuing it this year. I'm working on myself for my own good and my own happiness, and just trying to be in a better place with me and just kind of like try to be a little happier with who I am and come to terms with things that have occurred in my past and not let them affect me day in and day out in my present and try to minimize their effect on my future. So, part of that is mental, part of that is emotional, and part of that is physical. Mm-hmm. Chris, you know, my heaviest, I was 295 pounds. Mm-hmm. I am currently sub 240. I'm in the 238-ish. So I'm within like 14 pounds of where I want to be. Like, and I'm working hard at it. I was really off the wagon the week between Christmas and New Year's because my family was here and I was on vacation.
I imagine.
But you know, I mean, it's something that I'm doing a lot better with recently. I've got support from Stacy and you guys, and you know, some other groups of friends that I know would have my back whenever I need them. And that can make a world of difference in and of itself. Mm-hmm. Just knowing you have that support system to fall back on when those days you don't feel like you can pull off what you need to pull off. So that's the one I'm really the most focused on right now, is just trying to be a better me for myself. Mm-hmm. So
I love it.
Awesome.
I love it.
Yeah.
Okay. Michael, give me something.
Well, show-wise, I think we're doing a good job of keeping our shirts aligned. Me and Pete with our green. Over there. I think we're doing well with that. So if we can keep that going for the rest of the
headgear year. Crosses and the lock of headgear crosses nice. That way.
Yeah. We got that going. On a personal note, since we're going with the personal things, this year I'm really trying to go more with the flow. I found that, number one, I have really high blood pressure. Okay, we're talking high blood pressure. I really need to get it checked and all that good stuff, but we won't get into all that. But the way that I can actually help that is I need to go more with the flow when it comes to silly things like driving and traffic, because I drive a lot for my job. So I used to let people and their aggressiveness or, you know, their behavior driving really get to me. But lately I've just been like, that's their issue. You know, as long as I'm safe, and I'm going home with a car that's not dented up.
Okay.
Whatever they want to do, they can do. If they want beating ticket, that's fine. I'm just going to be me, you know, and go about my day. And it's actually really helped. It's really helped in approach to my job. I have a job to where I have usually 10 to 15 people waiting for the product that I'm putting out. They stand and wait in the stores for hours each day, waiting for me to get there. And they're somewhat aggressive at times and getting very close to me while I'm doing my job, trying to see what product I'm putting out. That used to really bother me. I would sweat. I would just, it was awful. But now I'm just like, stay back. I know what I have to do. You know what you have to let me do. And I'm more in control. And I've noticed that I'm more in control in my life in general, which makes me a happier person. It makes me a better husband. It makes me a better father. It makes me a better friend. If I can keep myself in check. And the funny thing about that is everybody talks about their fitness goals and their health goals. And I think I made this, this comment on a post. Whenever I focus personally, when I focus on that, it's harder for me, because of the way my brain works. If I focus on eating healthy, I automatically eat worse. If I focus on exercising, that's a goal. I am not going to exercise because that becomes the enemy. Yet, if I go at it, and I've talked about this before, if I go at it from behind, if I get sneaky and I try to trick myself, I end up losing weight. I've lost over 20 pounds in the past 2-3 months just by calming down, living my life, not letting stuff get to me, and enjoying things. You know what I mean? So it's, I guess I just tend to have to trick myself into doing the right thing, if that makes sense. And then we'll just see how the year goes. Mm-hmm. But that's my overall goal. We're going to stay calm and move through 2021.
Okay. Well, my goal is to get normal friends. God, you guys are weird. I'm just going to say that right now. I'm just going to put that out there. Hey, what in the world? No.
We keep your life interesting, though.
Okay. So here's what my goal is, since we're going to go personal goals. These poor guys, Stacy, Peter, and Michael, they did have any idea who they were signing up with when they joined up with me. And these poor people,
I may not have. These two, they had met you before.
Well, so
they came on the show,
they didn't realize they'll be getting texts and like full out diatribes on show ideas and guests and possibilities. And I've got to learn how to turn that off a little bit, or at least maybe write that down and save it for because these poor people just take a beating. You have no idea the beating these people take with me. But no, I'm just
joking. You mean like when I'm trying to change a battery?
I'm just joking.
And I got 20 texts going off?
Here's the real one.
If I ever find out who the Apple programmer was that decided they should make the ability to like a text message,
and Peter sees it.
I'm gonna strangle that dude so fast.
He sees it.
All I get's a little thumb by mine. Pete, what do you get? Oh wait, no, I don't, because I get the whole text message again.
So that's what I get too. And I have Apple.
All right. Hang on. I'm going to give you a serious one. And this is the truth. I need to learn to more fully embrace the relationships that stick with people. I always want to keep the bridge. I never want to burn a bridge. I never want to lose the friendship. And I've always been that way. It's better just to pause and see what happens. And I expend energy doing that in my life, as opposed to saying this no longer is healthy for me, or I don't want to say benefits for me, like you think that's, but like, this is what I need to do. I need to more fully embrace those that are there consistently and constantly and want to be part of my life than not. And I'm not putting that out there for anybody. I'm just saying I have friends in Chicago that are like that. I have people that I work with that are like that. And it's like, instead of them saying, you know what, I'm going to tell you what I think, because I mean, you don't want to hear that, you know, so I need to more fully embrace that. But that's a personal one. And I'm going to go around backwards. I'm going to steal one here for the show, okay? And this is the long story. People, you need to kind of listen, because this is where the craziness starts. True story. Everyone can relate to this. When the show started off 5 years ago, Peter, we thought we had like 15 shows in us.
Oh, or 20. If we had that many, we thought we were on a roll.
Stacey, Michael, we were like orangutans in the zoo. Like, oh my god, I could hear my voice in the computer. I recorded it. Oh my god, we thought we were like the the peak of like recording knowledge. And then we're like, okay, let's talk about stuff now. 285 episodes in now, and thousands of people every show. And I mean, we're way bigger than we ever thought we were due. But even up to like 2 or 3 years ago, we would see things like the WDW radio running team or the Be Our Guest podcast meetup or something. And we were like, well, let's try indie. And then, you know, we had so much fun. It wasn't matter who we drew. We had an awesome amount of time. It wasn't like we were there. We just had a great time.
I'm still upset that I missed 2019.
We had a great time.
I know. I saw the pictures.
I know. I was just leaving that when they're. No, I'm just joking. We missed you, of course, Peter. So, anyways, we always talked about let's do this vacation. Let's do this group meetup down at Walt Disney World, right? And like, it's like one of these ubiquitous things that you think about and you just throw it off forever, and maybe it's going to happen. So all of a sudden, I make a post in EdCat like 3 months ago, and we were just trying to gather up time. Who's going to be when and where? And there's a couple people going to be down in July. So I'm sitting around and Murray calls me up, or Murray texts me and says, hey, were you guys really serious about doing this thing over at Walt Disney World?
By the way, he's speaking about Jeremy Murray.
Jeremy Murray.
Most people don't just call people by their last name.
You know what?
They're not in the conversation.
So as soon as his wife started calling him that, and he referenced, the kids in my family, they know him as Murray. It's his last name. They just know him as Murray. Anyways, Jeremy DMs me and says, hey, you guys thinking of doing this? I said, I think Stacy's family and maybe the Positanos are going to come down. I'll check and see what's going on. So all of a sudden, like within like a day, he's got reservations booked and like airfare. Like Murray's like full speed through the wall. Bam. Like he's committed. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So I could do this because it's like, okay, fine. I'll drive down there. No problem. We'll have fun. Okay. Let's see if anyone else wants to do this. 67 people are going to take part in this from July 9th to July 17th. Now, not the entirety. Some people are going to be down there for like 4 days to start. John Kroll is going to be down there for like a couple days at the beginning. And the Ericksons are going to be down there for like 5 days towards the end. But during that time period, there is 67 members of our EdCot community and friends and kids, and Michael, I'm counting you for four because you got four, and Peter, I got you for two, and Scott.
No, somebody put me down for four.
Did I put you down for four? Well,
yeah.
Your personality is really big, though, so don't worry.
Man, 65 people then.
Right? The mere fact that we draw more than one family, like my mind, like I can't comprehend that. Like there's like who would do this? And honestly, every day, you know what? If nothing else, you guys make me laugh and smile. And I think to myself, it's like a dream going down there with all these personalities that we've literally been quarantined and made great friendships with. I got JJP, who wasn't even intending on going. Him and
now he's sharing a room with Rick Forbes.
Rick Forbes in
shacking up
in like the Felix and Oscar of all time with Carlin, and it's awesome. You know, I hesitate to even start naming the families, but I'm going to put that out there in Edcott. If you've ever been debating, so here's my hesitation. As soon as I saw this, I got like the anxiety, and here's why. I remember your story, Stacy, about moving with like 20 people at the World Showcase and having this herd of humanity, and like, yet no one knows. It's like Among Us, but like the World Showcase version, like no one knows what to do. No one wants to leave the other person, and it's just giant mass just sits.
And then people start going to the bathroom, and you have to wait for them to come back, and then somebody's having a conversation over here.
Correct.
Yeah.
We all have enough.
We're thinking through these problems.
Correct.
We all have enough smartphones in the family. So if there's somebody you want to hang out with, like, hey, I got to go to the bathroom. Oh, all right, we'll be over here.
So Stacy,
come find me in the bar in Mexico.
Stacy, Carly, and Amy put together this list of like guidelines of like this is what you consider, what you shouldn't consider, and all the meetups are non-park meetups. So you don't need to have a park ticket to go and meet. So we've got like three park meetups. The Ferioles are going to host a barbecue. I offer to have lunch at my place if you want to venture in all by Lakeland over there.
I'll get to finally see the place.
We have a trip before that. Trust me.
Okay.
We got a fishing adventure planned.
Yeah. Oh, I'm looking forward to that. Stacy, we can do an. I can actually attend a Portillo's meetup this time because the new one in Lake Buena Vista opens March 2nd.
So if you're nervous, though, about like, okay, I got social pressure. I don't know who Jenny Behringer, okay, and I probably said it wrong, is Amy's friend. And she's like, I'm incredibly intimidated and terrified to meet you, but I'm super excited. We are, I promise you, we are the least intimidating amount of people to meet. We are just like... I'm over the moon that anyone would even spend one day on vacation taking time out of their life. So looking forward to this like no other. And if you're interested in joining us, seek us out in Edcott, EDCOT. And we've got a vacation group. What is it called, Stacy? Is it just the Edcott Vacation?
I think it's Edcott Family Vacation. Yeah.
Gotcha.
2021.
We ordered t-shirts and everything.
We have t-shirts made. And like Chris said, if you're hesitant about it, we do have a lot of things planned, but they are all completely optional. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, and obviously, like we just said, we don't want a huge group of 60 people standing and not knowing what's going on.
Want everybody to walk around in one big mass of people.
It's so stressful. You might see me over there going,
It doesn't even have to be for the whole time. I just want to make one lap from Mexico to Canada as one big, huge group and just take over the whole pathway.
The fun part of it is that with those meetups that are outside of the parks, if you do have tickets afterwards for two of them, we're going to head over to Epcot for one and then Magic Kingdom for the other. So we'll do a few attractions and things together. So, but we have to have them planned so we know where we're going.
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody needs to use the bathroom, they know where to go afterwards, or we'll have a bathroom meetup, one of those. But
creepy. I'm not comfortable with the bathroom meetup.
Okay,
with 60
Rick Forbes
people.
And I will have our bathroom meetup, and then we'll meet you all someplace else. But then you can go off and hang out with your own family, or you can join up with another family. This is why it's so cool, because there's lots of flexibility and choices and things like that. So don't be afraid that if you come down, you're going to have to stay with the whole group all the time. That's not what's happening. And if it does, you might see a very stressed out Stacy.
Correct.
Crying in the corner and rocking.
I'll feed her drinks, guys. It'll be fine.
I'm hoping we get the big crudo for the meetup that doesn't cost anything. I would love to have that happen, but Additional ideas. You know, we actually, I've got about four or five families interested in a Gatorland meetup. Gatorland, you know? So the original Florida attraction. There's a lot of cool things we can do. So if you're interested, or you ever debated, or if you're going to be down there coincidentally, please contact us. I promise.
Or you're local, if you're a local down there.
Local.
Too.
We'll have.
Oh, wait, that's us.
Yeah. We know when to take our vacations.
Okay. We're invited too.
It's, oh, it's July 18th through the 31st, Peter. Just so you know, I'm just kidding. No, so no, of course, you're on the spreadsheet. So please do contact us, join the group. I promise you, we'll have fun. That's all. So the mere fact is, Stacey, how many people did you think when we would have sign up when we were like just talking about this in general?
I thought maybe three or four families, right? That included Positano's, Nyman's, Malik's, and maybe one other. And then, of course, the people who are down there already. Correct. So traveling.
My brain explodes every day when I saw someone saying, oh, I decided to go and cancel that family vacation and rebook it. Be like, what? What are you doing?
Canceling Vero Beach to stay at Walt Disney World. Coming from Canada.
International.
Judy is coming
too.
Stacey has to travel.
As long as she's allowed.
Yes.
Yes.
And that's the other thing. Like, look, we understand we don't know what's going to be going on right at that point in our country or any other country for that matter.
Correct.
So, I mean, if you're uncomfortable traveling, nobody is going to be upset with you if you decide like, hey, look, this is, I'm not good with it right now. Don't worry. We have enough phones. We can all Skype with you, or we'll get you on Facebook Messenger. You could walk around with us virtually.
Okay, Peter.
Or Michael will just put you in on Photoshop.
Just picture you in.
Yeah, whatever works.
Okay, so here's the question I have for you guys. Are we doing a live show? Are we doing a show?
That'd be cool.
Are we doing a show and giveaways? What are we doing?
Well, we know we're going to do some giveaways.
Oh, I've got the
idea. Why don't you send us a text, Chris?
About 30 of them. You got it. At about 7 in the morning, my usual text time at about 7 in the morning. My brain's ready. Anyways, hit us again.
Quiet drink, folks. Seriously, this is part of the reason I drink.
Because they let me talk. So, okay, now, go ahead, Stacey. Give us another good one here.
I think that just kind of, I'm probably taking another one of Pete's here. Friendships. I am a very introverted person. I can fake it most of the time, but I really have, I keep myself pretty closed to a lot of people, just kind of let people in on the surface. But this year I've really opened myself up and, well, maybe I didn't open myself up, but I think that people were very persistent to get to know me, and I eventually relented. And I'm really glad that I did. So my goal is to continue to kind of foster relationships with people. And also with my new workplace, I've been gotten to know my coworker who shares a little cubicle space with me really well. And I've just been just purposefully not shutting down. But then also at the same time, knowing where my limits are. So there's been a few times where I've kind of hung out virtually with people when I just didn't want to. And I ended up just in a really bad mood, and it would have been better for everybody if I just wasn't there to begin with. So I also need to respect my own boundaries at times. I need to recharge and kind of get myself better there too. But just really continuing to open up to people, letting them in, and that makes me so much happier, and then it makes others so much happier. And so that's definitely a 2021 goal.
I love it.
Stacey, I'm sorry if you felt like we badgered you into friendship.
I missed that. What did you say one more time?
I'm sorry if you felt like we badgered you into friendship.
Yeah, you know, sometimes it has to happen.
We're persistent, Stace. We're persistent.
I know.
Right?
Anyway, that is sure. The really nice way of saying that we nagged her until she finally just said, fine, you can be my friends. Just stop. Leave me alone.
Just leave me alone. That's right.
And then once you're in, I overshare everything.
Oh, so, yikes. LOL.
That's some of the best part. You know, the popcorn bucket story.
I sent somebody a picture of my Band-Aid this morning that was in the shape of a unicorn. The blood that I cut myself on. I took the Band-Aid off this morning, and it was in the shape of a unicorn. If anybody would like to see that, I do have that photo.
It actually is pretty impressive.
I can post it. So,
well, hang on, Stacey. I haven't gotten past the your calf centerfold versus John Kroll's quad centerfold, and all of a sudden it's more skin than I ever thought I would see in my life. And then, heavens to Betsy!
I just didn't want to make anybody feel uncomfortable. I kept mine. So
I am too.
Anyways,
well, of mine,
Stacey. I am proud of those calves.
I don't really have, you know, your calves and I are not like
an emotional close, connection. So. An emotional connection.
We can take a photo. I'm telling you, we can do photos during anyways. The meetup.
All right, let me help you here, Stacey, and move to somebody calves. Else.
it'll be like a line of calves.
Peter, give us something good.
Legs too.
Share us one more goal you got, brother.
I haven't been super involved with like Edcot and the show page. I don't want to say it's a resolution because those never, ever get stuck to. But I would really like to try to be better about participating more in Edcot and some of the other stuff. And I know this is going to sound like an excuse, but I mean, I kind of touched on it with you guys the other day. I have every intention of doing it, and I look at it and be like, oh, I got to respond to that when I'm done with what I'm doing. And I finish what I'm doing, and it's on to the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. And 6 hours later, mm-hmm. It's like, there was something I was supposed to do on Facebook. Oh, I was supposed to respond to it. And then I can't find the post again to save my life. And it's just kind of like, I'm sorry. I'm a terrible friend. So that's something I really want to try to work on this year is just be more engaged with the groups.
It's called not being productive at work, Peter. And that's how we
when you're trying to get a promotion, you can't.
This is true. This is true. So, yes, exactly. I hope so, because the more that people get to see your, well, I don't know if you could show them your true humor. Because I don't know, maybe we better not show them that true humor. Maybe go half Pontecorvo, not full Pontecorvo, right?
Maybe a quarter.
No one ever go. Yeah, there we go.
We'll start at like a 15% and see if we can increase the solution.
Gotcha.
At that point,
wait, I don't know about a 15%, Peter.
15% solution. I didn't say 15% person.
Okay, all right.
I'm not doing that. That'd be really weird. It's just like my forearm shows up places and that the rest of me is.
No forearm picks now with calf picks. None of that. All right.
I think I'd end up on that murder podcast that Chris was listening to.
Yes. Michael, give us a good one. What do you got?
I will go with my show related goal. And it's going to be the YouTube channel. And I know. It's like I'm beating a dead horse here, but seriously, I think there's some value in it if it's done correctly. And I just don't think that I've given it enough attention. We have done the episodes as far as getting the, what are you doing?
I'm showing you. I am in sync with you.
YouTube exclusive content.
I am in sync with you, Michael. Absolutely.
Exactly. And I think that's what we really need to focus on. Having the podcast in video format is nice, but you know, it's not really, people listen to the podcast when they're on the way to work or, you know, doing other things. So I don't think that they really watch the videos, but.
So I shouldn't watch it on my way to work?
Well, Chris can, because he tends
not
to.
That I, not that I would ever drive. Do that. That's not safe. I would never, never do that.
Hey, I'm going to admit this right now. I pop YouTube on. And I want the video play, and I'll just toss it in the seat next to me just so I can listen to it because I do that. Yeah, I do it all the time. I love Walt's, you know, original vision of Epcot. It's like a warm blanket on the way to work hearing Uncle Walt talk about it. So anyway.
Well, and that was my original goal was to give other people a different way to listen.
Yeah.
If maybe they were more used to watching on YouTube and things like that. But what I really want to do is get some YouTube exclusive content out there. I've talked to Chris about things like Good Morning Edcot, you know, kind of engaging with our group and having some 5-10 minute conversations, whether they're pre-recorded or live, just kind of getting more content out there to where we talk about Disney, of course, other theme parks, of course, but also everyday life and things that go on. The other day I said I could have made one about, this is a quick story, but I bought an electric lawnmower. I've never had an electric lawnmower. Okay, I've always had gas powered, you know, lawnmowers. Well, I have a very small yard, and I thought this is the perfect opportunity to get an electric lawnmower. So I charge it. It came with 2 batteries. I get half the side yard done, the front yard done. Boom, battery's dead. I'm like, I didn't think about this dead battery situation. Also, I don't know if anybody's ever used an electric lawnmower, but they're about this big. So it takes about 50 swipes. And the good thing about that is my yard now seems a lot bigger than I thought it was. I thought it was really small, but if you go up and down it 50 times, yeah, it's a large yard. So I thought that would be a conversation, right? But that's the kind of thing that I just think that there's some value in the video content, and I hope we can put some more stuff out there. Also, my work schedule, hopefully, when things start getting a little more, I don't want to say back to normal, when things get a little more loose at Walt Disney World, to the point to where I set it up to where I can work until about 12, 1 o'clock every day. And then from like 1 to 4, before everybody gets home, I can go to a park, a resort, do something, you know,
nice.
And share it with Edcot.
Hashtag jealousy.
So that's kind of the goal. That's what we're talking about here. We'll see if it happens, but that's really what I hope to happen. If not, I mean, I'm not saying every day of the week, come on, there's responsibilities, but maybe 2 days a week going and hitting something. So
I'd be thrilled if I could get there 1 day a week.
Yeah.
Regularly.
Peter and Stacy. Yeah. So Michael was talking about his electric lawnmower, and I was like, yeah, I got a snowblower. And I try to get that dirty bugger started. You want to see a video? I'll show you a video when I'm trying to pull on this starting cord for 40 times.
You know what? You know where you get the electric one is the snowblower.
That's what I meant. Snowblower. Yeah, I threw swear word combinations together didn't exist before. I just want you to know.
Get a gasoline.
So, anyways,
lawnmower.
Last one. Okay, for us here is you know, I'm proud of our content with the Patreon channel. We don't talk about much. We're terrible. advertising
ourselves. Yeah.
We are terrible at this.
Self-promotion is not our strong suit.
People don't even know we have a Patreon thing, and like the money is nothing. It's like a dollar or two. We have 40 episodes out in like a period of like a year and a half. That's 40 full out episodes, you know, that we've put out there. I'm proud of that we've done that.
I haven't listened to a single one. I'm terrible.
Well, you know what? And that's okay.
It's probably because I'm not a patron, so I don't get
Well, hang on. That's not true. Stacy gets them, and she's not a patron.
Well, I don't have the link that Stacy has, apparently.
I will have to send you the link.
I don't have the hookup that Stacy gets because
I've been watching.
I'm no longer in Illinois, so I guess I just.
Anyways.
Michael and I are
okay. Out of luck. Let me leave.
Oh, no, I get them because I was a patron.
Let me leave with one thing here, boys.
Just,
hang on.
So it's just me. Okay.
Hang on. Let me leave with one thing. We were talking about this, and this is in the infancy stage, and this is a goal, but it's not necessarily in solid terms right now, but we realize, you know what, we want to turn whatever kind of, and the word influence is overthrown, whatever kind of influence we have, and we want to do something good, something tangible, and we're talking about forming, we've already made our bullet points here, a live show, and we're talking a 4 or 6 hour live show that benefits a Central Florida charity, and we've already got a list down about 3 or 4 charities we've discussed. And we're working on this with full auction. You've seen it before. A bunch of other podcasts have had this before. But you know what? At one point, I don't know if we could have pulled this off. I don't know if we'd have had the reach. But now, you know what we do? And honestly, I feel like it's a responsibility. We're doing good. And we're going to do it. And that's our attitude. We're not denying that we are at that point. We want to turn our whatever influence we have and we're going to do right, and we're going to do good. So
I had a police officer tell me I was not allowed to do things under the influence. So,
well, not that day, not for 4 hours. That'd be a craziness. That'd be craziness, Peter, if you're under the influence for 4 hours. I'm just saying
that actually could be really.
What do you got, Malort? You got any Malort down there? I'm just saying.
Whoa!
I'm just throwing that out there.
Why are you mean to me?
So
why would you do that? Instead, we're friends.
No one does that. No one does, Malort. Anyways, this was light on the Disney talk, but you know what? If you've listened to us so long, you understand where it's coming from and where we're going. And I think it's pretty clear. We got a lot of ideas in the hopper. We're nowhere near at the point where, Stacey's pulling out cords and stuff.
Yeah, my charger is getting really hot.
so we're good. We got ideas, and we're going to keep on hitting them with you. So,
can I throw out a few? Can I tease a few?
Do it.
Because I'm really excited. A little teaser about a few things about the Salvador Dali and Disney connection.
I just dropped it. We've got it. Jesus picked it up last week from me. So we've
got a show on the works with that when it comes to Destino and the connection to Grand Destino Tower and the whole gamut there. Mm-hmm. I'm really trying to work hard. Me and Christina have been watching Match Game 78, the old episodes. I really want to do a Disney Match Game. Really bad. So that's going to be in the works, but that's going to take some effort.
Okay. Maybe that's part of that charity show.
Could be. Yeah. Cause that'll give me some time to work on that. And then, I mentioned this during the show with the boys, which I'm sure no one listened to. No, I'm just joking. About Disney attraction mashups. I had an idea to where we take two attractions, we mash them up, and make a new attraction, but it has to make sense. So the example I gave in the episode was like the Cars, what is that? Lightning McQueen experience with the
Racing Academy.
Yeah, with the Tomorrowland Speedway. Make that like the queue and an entry in so that you don't have to stand in that awful exhaust-ridden queue outside. You go into that building and then you go out into a Cars. So things like that. I have a couple other ones in my noggin that I think would work. So those are just a few ideas that I had on mind. And I know Chris has about 50 on his notebook.
Michael, I'm a little offended you said I didn't listen, because I heard your little man say he would most like to go into the Haunted Mansion. And what did you say? You said, you said me too. And I was like, oh man, you said me too, right?
There's no drop in the Haunted Mansion.
Yeah, the Haunted Mansion. That's what I love the Haunted Mansion.
Okay, because I thought you hadn't been on there because you couldn't see it. So.
Oh, no. Haunted Mansion. I love Haunted Mansion.
Okay, good. Yeah. Maybe I heard wrong, because I was like, I don't know if he's ever been on the Haunted Mansion. So I was going to hold you to it. I mean, me and you were going on. We're going to – I'm going on attached to the hip with you, making sure, holding your eyes open if I need to.
Okay.
So.
Tower of Terror.
That would be creepy. Like, so that's you're creepy. Sitting in a doom buggy and Chris is just like, you're watching.
Here, do it. Exactly. Anyways.
Assault, bud. I'm just saying.
Our Facebook group, again, everybody, is EDCOT, EDCOT. And, you know, I know that we're probably, if this is your first time listening, you're like, these guys are way too strong for me. But I promise you, we are absolutely drama-free, supportive, and we're fun. So join us. Join the vacation group. If you're just curious about how people are planning this, vacation, DVC people are coming and non-DVC people and travel agents and Florida residents, look at how it works together. I mean, it's pretty cool. So if you ever debated it, join that group as well too. So we've talked too long today. Apologies. So for my crew here, for Stacy, for Peter, for Michael, I'd like to thank you. Have a great day, everybody.
See you, everybody.
Bye, everyone.
Catch you on the flippity flop.
So just so you know, Jepson's Malort, their newest tagline is for when you really just want to unfriend someone in person.
Nice.
It's horrible stuff.
Nice. Peter, explain what Malort is. It's a Chicago. It's Chicago only. Explain what it is.
Yeah. No, I know. It is a Swedish. Is it Swedish?
I think so.
Swedish liqueur. And it's made with like wormwood.
All good things come from Sweden.
Oh, right? So bad. Mm-mm. I mean, like, you don't drink this stuff unless you're already trashed. And even then, you regret it.
Rubbing alcohol, gasoline, and mud. and milk, maybe? I don't know.
Fine, but sure, okay.
You know, so.
We're probably going to get sued by the Jepson's Malort Company, but, you know.
All right. Probably
listen, now so I'm Googling.
Okay.
It is wormwood. It is.
It's terrible. I literally, like, I have one guy at work. He keeps telling me that when I go back up there, he wants me to bring him a bottle back. I'm like, why?
You ever see that first shot or that drink where you like make that face and you throw punches into the air and you're like, yeah,
that's me with every drink pretty much.
There is
Stacey with coffee in the morning.
There is,
okay, not those drinks.
There is a video on YouTube that is a Malort commercial filming, and it is an absolute riot.
Yeah.
Because like it starts out like it's an actual commercial filming, and by the end of it, he's got his shirt off.
For sure.
He's just like babbling drunkenly. It's a riot.
Yes, and Jepson was a Swedish immigrant. Yep. So yes.
Gotcha.